Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I wanted to share a quick 2 points about attachment and detachment from the perspective of Vedic astrology. The north node and the south node of the moon, or the Rahu and the Ketu, as they are called in Vedic astrology. Now, in astrology itself, in Western astrology, these are portrayed as north node is the direction of your destiny, south node is something that you got from the past life. In Vedic astrology, somewhat similar, but they don't call north node of the moon as something that is your destiny. In fact, they say those are the obsessive compulsive points. That's where you're driven towards as personality. Those areas of life wherever north node falls, you're kind of obsessed about. That's all that is on your mind, so to speak. You want to achieve success or more of that area of life wherever north node resides, right? And south node is just the opposite. That's where detachment comes from. Those areas of life you are kind of detached from. Now, from the soul perspective, both of these are illusions. From the Veda's perspective, all of these are illusions. There is no real sense or real meaning in the sense that we feel as individuals in the attachment or in the detachment wherever this axis lies in our birth charts. Wherever Rahu Ketu is there, they are opposite ends of the spectrum. They are 180 degrees apart. And it's an axis of energy movement within each of us, depending upon wherever they are. So it can go all around the chart, and any axis, so 1 and 7 axis, 2 and 8 axis, 3 and 9 axis, 4 and 10 axis, and so on and so forth. So what this brings about in each of our personalities, depending upon what kind of ascendant and too many other factors. But what I wanted to bring to your attention here is to ponder on this one fact. From the spiritual perspective, both attachment and detachment are illusions. It is not that we are here to detach from everything and run into a monastery. How will the civilization work? How will everything work here on this earth plane? That's a myth. That's an illusion. All the gurus who sit and tell you from their thrones that you should detach from everything, you should carry out detachment, detachment, detachment. Let's say you go on that journey, you detach from everything. What you find is nothing. You'll be roaming around like a nothing, like a void, like a vacuum. And that is not going to make for a very productive person on this earth while existing on this earth. The Hindus would have it, well, you come here to detach from everything and you gain moksha, you gain liberation. Well, my question to all of them would be, if you came to detach from everything here, then why the hell did you come here in the first place? You know, what prompted you as a soul to come here in the first place? To accomplish what exactly? If you have only come here to detach from everything. You see how this logic fails on its face. It is not that you have come here for detaching from everything. Now, the opposite end of the spectrum is that you have come here for attachment to things, attachment to a love interest, a partner, a wife, spouse, your children and their upbringing. I'm obsessed about my children. I'm wanting to have them have good education, become good citizens of this country, nation, etc., part of the community and so on. Or you're obsessed about your job or accomplishment. If Rahu is in the 10th house, you want fame and recognition. Or if it's in 11th house, you want all the kind of wealth that the world can offer you. The wealth may mean different things to different people, but wealth nevertheless, more of something. From the spiritual perspective, both of these are illusions. Think about it. Just think deeply about it. Why would you want to be attached to something or detached from the opposite end of that? For example, why if Ketu is in the first house and Rahu is in the seventh house, why would you want to be attached to your spouse or attached towards sex and sexual matters? And why would you want to be detached from yourself? What gives rise to this? Because the person next to you or your friend or your companion or your parents or anyone, the person next to you, their Rahu Ketu or their north node and the south node of the moon may be in different positions. Now they are obsessed about something else and they are detached from something else. For example, if it's just the reverse and their north node is in the first house and south node is in the seventh house, they will be detached from their partnerships and they will be more obsessed about themselves. Who am I? What am I here for? These kind of questions will plague their mind. So, Rahu and Ketu, in essence, what are they trying to teach us? They are trying to bring us back to the center of who I am, why am I obsessed about this, and what did my obsessions and compulsions or detachments from the other aspects of life gain to me? What knowledge or what wisdom is it bringing to me? This is the learning of a life. It's not just something that will pass. Because when you're young, we all have been there, you make a lot of mistakes. You'll go with the flow of your obsessions and detachments pretty blindly. You walk blindfolded into this earth plane. You walk into this room called earth blindfolded. And you're just moving around from one point of view to another point of view. People giving you ideas, everybody around you. And you don't know what to make of it. You can't make any sense of it. And you're obsessed, or obsessed is a rather drastic word, I might add, but you're kind of drawn towards one aspect of life and detached from some other aspects of life. This is what the learning of the north and south node of the moon really is about. But remember, both are illusions. You don't have to be attached to something, or you don't have to be detached from something. We are here as souls, as pure observational points or pure points of experience. We are experiencing all of this from an awareness standpoint. The soul has really no preference in the matter. The human being does, definitely. This is where we need to discern between the two things. Your soul has not come to desire anything. Your soul has come merely for the experience, for the ride. It's like going on a roller coaster of this life. It has come for the ride. All the ups and downs it is enjoying. But from a human perspective, you need to examine this more carefully, because it will become the psychological driver of what you think you have achieved in life or what you think you haven't achieved in life. Remember, both of them are illusions. We are not come here to attach supremely to something or detach supremely from something. Because what would be the point of that? What would be the point of you running endlessly towards something or running away from something? The towards and away from is just a polarity of this dimension. Everything has a plus and minus. Every planet has a plus and minus. There is nothing like an ideal birth chart for anyone. Everything has a side to it. We have a side to it as we come as souls and play in these dimensions. It's just that simple. How it plays and what we want to play it as and where our choices lie and what I want to explore next is the journey which the soul has come for. This is the journey. This is the enjoyment of the journey, enjoyment of the experience in all its forms. So how we can make this journey better is the core and crux of Rahu and Ketu, of North and South Node of the Moon. Nothing is your destiny. There is no such thing as destiny. Anybody who tells you that you have a destiny of so and so, or you are destined to do such and such a thing, be careful of such kind of ideas or buying into such points of view. Your destiny is only in the day that you are alive now, here. And that's about it. There cannot be any more definitions made. Anybody making any other definitions of it, astrologically or otherwise, is just sharing their point of view, their perspective. And from an astrological perspective, every ascendant is just another point of view. Every birth chart is just another point of view, or a sets of point of view, or multitude sets of points of views. You see what I'm saying? So you have to kind of come back to what you want to explore today while you are alive. From the time you get up in the morning, just sit down and say, what do I want to explore today? You're an explorer. Everybody is. Every civilization here that has come and gone has explored and played in this dimension in whatever form and fashion they chose to. It's choice. And it's a conscious choice. So the more you study your astrological chart, the more you can become conscious of these kinds of things. Okay? I'll leave you with this much. Take care. Be safe.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.